control. Your perfect plan was fulfilled.
Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, because God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. We thank God, amen, once again, just one more time, amen, to be here live in the studio in the war room. I would like to call it the war room, to rage war on the devil head. Yes, yes, yes. We fighting a spiritual battle, and we must always be equipped, amen, with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, amen. Always ready, amen, to revenge all disobedience. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. We just want to welcome you in, amen, on this morning. Amen. We're certainly glad that you was able, amen, whatever you're doing, amen, your cup of coffee, or you're out and about reading your newspaper, walking your dog, amen. We're certainly glad that you was able to join us here on WCNO 89.9 FM in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. As you come across, amen, the Palm City Bridge, you begin to see, amen, the creation of God, amen, and how God is moving continuously here, amen, on this earth. We certainly thank God, amen, for our program director here this morning, amen, Sister Karen, amen, of Hidden Places here as well. Greetings in the name of Jesus, amen. Unto her, amen. Thank God, amen, for God is good, amen. I can't say enough. We love him because he first loved us. What greater love, amen, that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God, the daughters of God, the people of God, amen. God inhabits the praises of his people. I believe God began to sit up when he's on the throne. I believe he began to sit up on the edge of his seat when you begin to lift him up and to praise him. I heard Isaiah say, I seen the Lord high and lifted up in his train filled, amen, the temple. Lift him up. And Jesus said that as I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Glory to God. There's no salvation in no other name, no other person, amen, that is given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. And that's by the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let us get a word of prayer in this morning. Dear Heavenly God, we thank you for this opportunity. Once again, we thank you for the hour, oh God, that you have designated for us on this morning. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us, oh God, to breathe the breath of life just one more time. Thank you for another day's journey, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing that you have, oh Lord, placed in us, oh Lord, the Spirit of the living God, oh Lord, that we may be a people of yours, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we might glorify you, that we may come to know you as Lord of our life, oh God, that we will put down our old way of thinking, oh God, and put that up as in righteousness unto the Lord, being dead to the sin, oh God, but alive to God in righteousness. Oh Lord, have your way right now on this morning, oh God. Somebody been afflicted this morning, oh God. Somebody, oh God, been all through the night, oh God, crying, looking for an answer, looking for a way out, looking for an escape in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know, oh God, that the help cometh from you, oh God, and you will help them out in a time of need in the name of Jesus. Now, oh God, that your word, oh God, will unseal and unlock, oh God, our faith and our hearts, oh God, that we may know to come to know you, oh God, as majesty in the name of Jesus. We'll be so careful and honorable to give you all the praises in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Well, I'm just continually, amen, to stand strong in the Lord. Amen. What about you this morning, friend? We have to continue to stay strong. Amen. And stand strong and stand for that which is right. Amen. To know that God is always there. Amen. For you. Amen. I'm convinced at times when you see a quiet time come. Amen. And it appears that God ain't with you and he ain't walking with you. Amen. That's when he walking with you, friend. That's when he's walking with you the more. Amen. Because the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. See, he's working out the process already. Amen. The thing, the very thing that you have been baffling with, the very thing that you've been struggling with all in your life, God have already, amen, went and prepared a way, already made the crooked places straight. Amen. For you, because he wants you to live this prosperous life. He wants you to enjoy, amen, everyday living. He wants you to have all the fruits of the Spirit, the love, the joy, and the peace. Amen. He wants you to have stability in your life, that you don't have to be a double-minded person, amen, unstable in all your ways, not knowing which way, amen, you should go, and allow everything to come and be a shipwreck in your life, and allowing folk to come in your life and cause havoc, and allowing Satan to come in and just destroy everything that you have built it up, amen, in God. But as we look into the word of the Lord, amen, on this morning, we're going over to the book of Romans in that 5th chapter, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Only, you know, the peace, a lot of folk don't have peace. You may not have peace, that peace within, that peace of tranquility, that peace of a calmness that's inside, amen, of your soul, amen. And the only one that offer, amen, the peace, amen, that come with all knowledge and all understanding is God. God is the only one that can offer you that. You can't find this type of peace nowhere else. If you can go and look to and fro and from the east and from the west, amen, there's a peace that within, amen, only God can provide that quiet, amen, peace that you don't have to be, amen, subject to the world, and you know, things don't have to get on your nerve as much as they have, amen, before you have knew God. Now that you have known God, amen, rather than known of him, now you don't have to turn to the weak and beggarly elements that's in the world when you know you're always talking about things and you're not having faith, you're not having trust, amen, that trust that only comes, amen, from God. And I'm convinced, amen, this morning that God is our supplier. He is our way maker. And he continually, amen, as we continue to walk this Christian journey and walk this Christian life, we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. And faith come by hearing. And as you continue to hear the word of God, the word of God begin to come evident in your life. It becomes real in your life. You begin to put things, amen, that so easily beset you. You begin to put them behind you, amen. And then you begin to launch and to reach, as Paul have said, that not that have already obtained, amen, the things, amen, not that I have apprehended, amen, Jesus as of yet, amen. But forgetting about them which things which are behind me, amen, but looking for them things which are before me, that I will press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What he's simply saying, what the apostle's saying is that I have not already for as much attained it. I have not apprehended it, amen, as of yet, but I'm continuing to growing, amen, in the word of God with all spiritual wisdom and knowledge, amen, amen, and understanding, amen, that I might call myself, amen, a child of God, that God will be pleasing, amen, for me, amen, to continue, amen, to walk in the path, amen, that I'm on, amen, and being, amen, not conformed to this world, amen, but being ye transformed by the renewing of my mind as I continue to walk, amen, just continue to walk, not veering to the right or to the left, amen, just realizing, amen, that I'm not in this thing by myself, glory to God, that you cannot keep yourself. The Lord is thy keeper, amen. He's the shade upon thy right hand. Come on here, amen. He's a shield and a buckler, amen, unto you this morning, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. So as we see, amen, the word of God, and now that we have been brought with a price, amen, and now we have come into the newness of the mind, amen, of Christ Jesus, the mind of Christ Jesus, having the mind of Christ Jesus, amen. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind, amen, that was in Christ Jesus be also, amen, in you, taking on the mind of Christ, amen, looking through the things, amen, of the lens of God, how God, amen, will see things, and how God, and it's time for us to start pleasing him. It's time to start pleasing God. Amen. Don't you realize God have feelings too? Amen. Don't you know that the Holy Spirit is a person? Amen. And it talks to you, and it guides you, and it leads you. Amen. And you follow after the thing which is right. It convicts you. Glory to God. Amen. To do that which is right in the sight of God. Glory to God. And it's time now. See, God have given each and every one of us an opportunity, amen, to get it right before him. Amen. Just one more time, one more time, one more time. Amen. That we, glory to God, might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. That we'll have a right, amen, to the tree of life. That the life, the everlasting life. Amen. God is too wise. He don't make mistakes. He just don't. He's the infinite wisdom, amen, of God, the transcending, amen, of God. Amen. He's God. And that's simple as that. A man can come up with all a theological, amen, speaking, amen, and scientists come up with all type, amen, of scientific things of how they're going to manufacture things or whatnot. But everything, let me tell you something, everything moved by the power of God. This world is orchestrated by the power, amen, of God. Amen. The earth is the Lord in the fullness, amen, thereof. And they that dwell therein, amen, you belongs to God. Glory to God. When you was a baby, when you came into this world, amen, you belong to God. I'm reminded when the word of God said in Ephesians, that first chapter, verse 4, is you have he have chosen, amen, before the foundations of the world, that you shall be without blame and holy before him in love. Glory to God. You was created, amen, in the image and the likeness of God to praise him, amen, in his sanctuary, to praise him in the firmament of his power. God love, amen, to praise his glory to God. This is what moved God, amen. And when you begin to praise God, then through your situations, through your circumstances, whatever is wreaking havoc in your life, glory to God, amen. That's why the peace that surpasses all understanding shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Be careful, amen, for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, amen, but by everything, prayer and supplications, amen, with thanksgiving, that I'm just going to sit here, amen, and I'm going to sit down somewhere, amen, when God tell me to sit down, when it's time for me to move, amen, and for God want me to move wherever the Spirit of the Lord is. Glory to God. I heard the Bible say, 2 Corinthians 3:17, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, amen, there's liberty, there's freedom. Glory to God. And I'm not walking alone. You're not walking alone. You got God, amen, on your side, amen. Angels, he have already dispatched angels, amen, and camped round about you this morning, friend. Glory to God. Why you think you're still here? Why you think you're still here on this earth? As you look back and you a lot of times, see, let's keep it real. You know, we have to look at things through life perspective and how things shape and how things form and how we is now in the life that we're living now at this present time that we're living in right now. And God spared us when we felt like we didn't even much deserve what we have, what we did get. But God looks some type of way, but God want to give you that because he's just that good. He's God. Amen. And he loved. The Bible said the Lord is gracious. Amen. Slow to anger. And guess what else he said? He said full of compassion. Glory to God. Jesus didn't turn nobody, amen, down. He didn't turn nobody, amen, away. Amen. Just like the woman that was caught in the very, amen, act of adultery when she was in, you know, doing things that wasn't pleasing to God. Amen. You without sin. Amen. Let you cast the first stone. Amen. Don't condemn nobody. Glory to God. Amen. Because he's a God. Amen. Of second chance. He's a second chance God. Amen. That's why he say, I am the Lord. And my word changes not. Amen. And my mercy endureth. Amen. Unto all generations. Amen. To come. Glory to God. And I'm so glad. Amen. That God have no respect of person. Amen. When he looked down upon each and every one of his children. Amen. We are precious in the sight of God. I come to tell you this morning that ye are as a lively stone. Amen. Built up a spiritual house. Glory to God. Amen. The cornerstone. Amen. But they reject him and amen. And they despise them. Glory to God. Amen. But he rose again. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why there's hope. Amen. For you to live right now. Amen. Because I'm reminded when Paul said, amen, that I may fellowship. Amen. In his suffering. Amen. That I don't have to go through. Amen. These things no more. Amen. Simply because he's died, I can face tomorrow. Glory to God. The phrase that says, when Jeremiah said in Psalms, Jeremiah 17 and 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced this morning, friend, it is not for God to trust in you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. It is not for God to trust in you. It is not. But rather, you trust in God. I'm going to say it one more time. It is not for God to trust in you, but for you to trust in the Almighty God. See, because God is perfect and he don't make no mistakes. Period. Case closed. End of story. Final. Put a punctuation mark on it. There's many men and women of God in the Old Testament days have failed God. God have given them opportunity. God gave Saul an opportunity to be the king of Israel. But Saul went upon his own agenda, disobedient. He failed God. How you think God failed? Now, God don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes. He will give you an opportunity to climb the ladder. Now, it's up to you what you do with your opportunity once God have given to you, because nothing comes to a slothful person but a bad dream and left out in the cold, or in the heat, rather. But to come and to realize, to trust into Almighty God, it is not for God to trust in you, for you, but it's rather for you to trust in God. King David, caught in the very act of adultery unto Bathsheba, when he allowed lust to come in. And the Bible says in James 1:15, and when lust have conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And then when sin is finished, is bringing forth death. And what that causes is a separation between you and your God, because sin stinks in God's nostrils. God would not tolerate sin. Why? Because he's righteous. And he had to turn his back on his own son because he took upon the burdens and our sins of us for an atonement, that we might be made righteous, the righteousness of God in him, because he loved us so much. He dug deep. Amen. Jonah, when God told him to go cry to them among that great city, Nineveh, Jonah had his own agenda to go somewhere else. He went to Joppa instead. He went the other direction. It is time, you know, God have entrusted us with his word. And we're ministers. We're people of God. We're believers. Whatever God have called you to do, missionary, pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, God have set some in church. He had put it in order for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that we all may grow in the grace of God. Now that we have attained this mercy, having received this ministry, we have attained, amen, this mercy, we faint not. Glory to God. So Adam and Eve, I'm reminded, in the garden, you didn't think for 1 minute that God didn't know, because God knows the very contents of our hearts, of a man, of each individual heart. He must have thought before you even think. God don't already know what's going to come out your mouth. He's God, and he puts the words in that pastor mouth, that evangelist mouth, that anointed one mouth. He puts the word down on the inside. That's why he say, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. But when he put him in the garden, he already knew where Adam was. When he say, Adam, where art thou? He already knew where he was. But he just wanted to know, where are you? God asks us a question already, because God wants you to be that vessel. He wants you to be the ambassador. Amen. He wants you to be, amen, the apple of his eye. Glory to God. And he wants you to grow in his grace. He wants you to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, not your might. See, because the Bible says, trust in the Lord. He didn't say trust in you. He didn't say trust in Ezekiel. He didn't say that. He said, trust in the Lord. Glory to God. And oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blesses the man that trusts in him. That word blessed literally means favor. The unmerited favor of God, the grace of God. And I come to encourage somebody and tell you this morning that you have already, amen, been blessed. You already been blessed. And a lot of folk don't even know that they blessed. You don't even know that God has already working it out for you. But yet, though, you done came to a stop. You're not pursuing, amen, what God would have you to pursue. And that is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. See, you got to walk worthy of the Lord. The Bible says, until all pleasing. And being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. See, increasing in the knowledge of God, the spiritual growth. amen, that we can be able to fight against the wiles of the devil. That we can have that breastplate of righteousness when he fire his fiery darts, they'll bounce off of it. See, the enemy want to come in and knock you off track. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Adam and Eve, you wasn't obedient because you sinned because of lustful eyes. The command was gave unto Adam. But the woman, amen, began to entertain Satan at that moment. God know that when you eat of this fruit, you shall not truly die. That's a lie. You're going to die. And then you're going to be separated, amen, from your God because of sin. And then that broke fellowship. And then the imputed of it all, according to Romans 5 and 13. For unto the law sin was the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So what that mean? Literally means that the imputed is something that is charged against you. So that all humanity, because of Adam, had sin, and sin passed on to all humanity. It was imputed, amen, to humanity, all of it. So while by one man disobedience, many were sinners, and by the obedience of one, many became righteous. Glory to God. So the imputation, amen, of God, of Jesus, when God sent him, amen, that stamped to the cross and took all our sins, amen, away from us. It was imputed, amen, unto him. So that mean that we was exonerated, and that mean that we was guilty as charged. Glory to God. So now that if I have tapped in to the light of God, and now that my spiritual eyes of my understanding have been enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory or the inheritance in the saints. Glory to God. And wanting to be of that number on that great day. Glory to God. And realizing that many are called and few are chosen. Listen, people of God, we almost out of time. Listen, amen. Amen. God gave me this word, and it just came to me. It is not for God to trust in you, but for you to trust in the Almighty God. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Everything going down around you, but the word of God. The word of God is going to stand forever because he said his word is so ever settled in heaven. And that word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin, amen, against thee. Hide that word, bind it upon thy neck, write it upon the tables of thy heart, that it shall bring mercy and truth unto thee. Glory to God. We thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. We thank God, amen, for you, amen, out there this morning. It's such a such a pleasure and a delight to come before you. Amen. One more time. We thank God for each and every one. And wherever you may be at right now, whatever you're going through right now, just look unto God. Put God first in your life, friend. You put God first in your life, and then watch God. Watch God. Watch God. Watch God turn it around for you. Amen. He's a man that he shall not lie. Neither the son of man that he shall repent. God don't have to repent. We need to repent. To repent. Glory to God. Thank God for his love. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Amen and amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good, God. thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.